You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
Welcome in Chelsea, also Katie from Russia. And apparently Katie met a man this weekend.
Can I say, I am so proud of you. Let's start from the beginning. This was at a gala we were at recently, past weekend.
The Katie, one where she rode the bull at?
The one where she rode the mechanical bull
Did the bull help her find the man?
No.
No. Okay. This happened before.
Yes.
Well, Katie, what you spotted this guy, right?
Yes, I did. So I came to that event with one goal and only to find myself a rich husband. That easy.
Okay.
So after doing...
Thank you for being to the point and honest, though. I mean, I'll give you that.
Well, I'm being honest. So after doing some observations around the area of the table we were sitting at, I saw that the age demographics of that event is 40 plus. And most of them are married. So I was like, okay, I have nothing to catch here. So I looked around the restaurant and like the food area where people were serving
food.
There
were vendors, yeah.
Yes. And I saw the love of my life.
He was this tall guy with a cowboy hat on.
Yeah.
Like right up your alley.
Yes, yes. And so I came up to Chelsea and I was like, Chelsea, I'm going to go get some food. I'm feeling hungry. Look at that guy. And so I went there not because I liked the food or nor did I know what that restaurant
what they were even serving.
Yeah, what they are serving, what they're making.
Yeah, so, you just wanted the cowboy.
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
So I came up to him and this is what I said. I was like, oh my gosh, I've never tried this before. What is this? Carameled onions? Can you pour that on my plate, please? Or actually surprise me with whatever you want. I'll eat anything off of your hands. And so
I don't know about that wasn't direct at all.
Well, anyways, so he put that on my plate and then I came back to my spot and before I left, he told me to come back later and let him know if I liked what he put on my plate.
I didn't know that part. No, I doubt it.
He didn't say that to that old man behind me.
So you got some sort of fishy thing, right?
Yeah, it was fish with onions and caramel or something.
She ate like 3 bites of it. I'm sure it was good. It's just not really your thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. I don't really care about fish.
How old
yeah.
do you think the cowboy was?
My age, definitely. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, I mean, because I know that's an important thing. Like, you have, like, a window of an age bracket.
Yeah.
It changes a lot, so I don't want to say it.
He was
probably mid-20s. So I'll just ask you, what is it today?
He was definitely... Today, it's 26 to 33.
26
oh,
to 33.
It's moved.
I swear to you,
know,
it changes
different.
Literally every week. Yeah. I'm not. That's not a joke.
Well, it changes based off of people I meet in my life, okay?
Okay, that's fine. And there's nothing wrong with that. I'm just saying it changes.
Well, anyways, after we ate our dinner, after the auction was over, we went to this after party, and I saw him at the bar area, right?
Uh-huh.
And I came up to the bar, and I was like, can I have some water, please? And he saw me and him started talking the exact same time. And he was like, what do you think about the food? I was like, oh my gosh, it was so delicious. I finished it all.
So you lied. you're already starting this relationship off in a lie.
Of course. I wanted to cut his attention.
Food.
And I was like, can I get a recipe? Because it was so good. I want to make it for
what
my mother.
What kind of after party? Were you at somebody's house?
No, it's the same area. It's like a different part of the Eplex.
You're still there. I didn't know
still
if you
there.
Went somewhere else.
It sounded like we were going to like some person's after party at their house.
That's what
didn't
I mean.
It?
Yeah.
No.
It was like the
it
cowboy
was the
came
spot.
For some pool party or something.
Well, anyways, we stood there and talked for
Come
a while.
Come on, did you make out? This is getting
boring. No, okay,
I'm so bored. Did you make out with
I
this guy?
Even
did you get
his
number?
Name.
Oh, come on.
He didn't even
all
ask
of
me
this
pay
for nothing?
Okay, can I say, I witnessed it all very creepily across the room. I was watching them. They went to their own little barrel
None of
table.
This matters
no,
to
they
me
went
if
to
you
their
don't
own
know
table
his name.
And talked. They talked for quite a while.
Yeah.
Who cares? You don't know
what
his
do
name?
Mean?
No, he never introduced himself.
You don't know how to get a hold of him.
I know the restaurant name.
How did you
Oh,
end
my
it?
God. You're a Craigslist misconnection.
Okay, Foch, but to the end of the evening, I've noticed that there is this girl that is around him, and it's probably his girlfriend.
Oh, come on. All of this for you don't know? Why is it that, like, every situation that you get in, you just don't know?
Is
like, all of a sudden,
fault?
You don't...
I already made a move and
no,
grabbed a
this is what's
plate
important.
With food.
Usually when Katie finds a guy attractive, she doesn't talk to him. She does the opposite. This time, Foch, she went up to him and started a conversation.
Exactly.
This is why this is a big deal.
Okay, so it's on him.
It's on him that he did not ask my name.
So the point of the story is, the end all of the story is, it didn't work.
Well, yes.
So you met a man, but not really.
But I did find out that he is graduating from MSU.
Oh, okay.
So he is my age.
But yeah. Okay.
But I don't know his name. Oh. I just know where he works
this
at.
This is a Craigslist.
This is just, there's no information. None. Well, this is like, I had an experience, but I don't even know what it was.
I'm proud of you.
What if he's not real? What if he was an alien? What if he was a ghost? He wasn't just real.
He was real.
Okay.
I'm proud of you, Katie.
What was his name?
I don't know.
Okay, what does he do?
He's a server.
Okay. And he goes to Missouri State.
Yes.
Well, what we got to narrow him down?
His brown eyes, brown hair. He's very tall.
Very tall.
What else do you need to know?
No, he's nothing. Hot. Nothing. That's all. That's all we need to know. So, if you guys see him.
Look out. He serves fish with onions and caramel, too.
Tell him that Katie says hi.
It'll be like you.
Botch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.